Hello and welcome to Dear Kev, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. The questions are submitted by you to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Without further ado, first question. Dear Kev, so my husband and I are watching Zooming with the Homies on Tahir Moore's YouTube page, and a guest on the show mentioned they had a friend with a fans-only page. She said the girl did not show any private areas, just cleavage, only cleavage, and was getting paid. I thought about doing the same thing, so I asked my husband days later, but he was not having it. I told him with the size of these tig old biddies, I could bring in big bucks, and pay some stuff off, you know, get in, get out. Also, I guess I should add, both me and my husband and I are deacons at the church, so he feels this isn't something Christians should be doing. I feel differently because I wouldn't be showing my face or anything private. I explained there's even a possibility I could make $15K a month, and he still said no. There's money to be made with fans only, and I want to partake. Am I wrong that I want to show my titty crack for money? First of all, you ain't got no business on fans only because that ain't a website. It's called OnlyFans, and that's because you're in the church. You're calling it wrong things. And that's how I know you're a black woman, because black women be messing up the name of stuff. You know I want to go there and show my breasts on the fans only. Okay, people was getting paid if they just showed a little, you know, the top half of the line over at the fans only. You know, me and then Gerald, you know, Gerald said he didn't want me to do the fans only. But you know what I'm saying? We got some medical bills you got to pay off. And if a line will do it, I'll do it. Your little line ain't never hurt nobody. Here's the thing, okay? That's what you got to do. Lie to him. Men, we got to think it's our idea. What you do is you do the fans only, okay? You make sure you crop your face out so the parishioners don't recognize your bosom. Hey, man, call it a bosom. Call it the Bosom Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? And market to Christians. Be like, hey, this is the bosom from the Bible. Some people, you got to take over the part of the Bible that the other people did, okay? You know, obviously we want to be like Jesus and the disciples and things like that. But somebody's got to be the Rahab. Somebody's got to be the Gomer. Somebody's got to be, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We all got to play our part. You know, I'm going to heaven. If you want to play the sex worker woman, which was in the Bible, you got to do that. Your husband got to understand that everybody's got their place in the story. So you start your fans only. You know what I'm saying? It's better than selling chicken dinners, and you get paid. Leave your husband. Then what's he going to do? Next question. Dear Kev, longtime listener here. So here's the thing. See what I did there? They put that in here. I'm engaged. Finally got the girl of my dreams to marry me. But I'm in a complicated situation, but I'll take it. One day, she gave me her password to pay a bill, and like a good fiance, I did it. But then I wondered, is this password universal? And to my surprise, it was. I got into her DMs and saw old conversations she had with multiple other guys when we were dating. Dating, not together. And to my surprise, things I found out. She had multiple sexual partners at a time, and some of the things they did, like juice on the face, not orange juice, not apple, more of a pina colada mix. To raw dogging has me in a mood. She knows that I know of other guys, but she doesn't know how I know and to what extent. I won't lie. I love her, but every time I look at her, I think of her getting pounded out and slopped on the face. We haven't even had sex yet. I found out, and I don't know if I'll have those thoughts in my head. My fiance was a hoe, and I mean a hoe. I don't think this is something I can forget. What should I do? Just try and forget because everyone has a past? Cheat and mess around and catch up? Or leave her? Advice. My advice is to mind your business. If you would have just minded your business, you wouldn't be in this situation. Okay? Mind your business. All you had to do was mind your business. But no, how you gonna blame her for her life and be mad at her when you're the one not minding your business? You done snooped into her DMs and you found something you shouldn't have been looking for. And now you're gonna blame her? How you gonna cheat on her because you went snooping? She didn't cheat on you. This sound like a man too. Should I cheat and mess around to catch up or leave her? You should mind your business. Mind the business that pays you. Minding your business is a skill. You should learn it. You should have did what you were supposed to do and then went on about your business and now you're stuck. Okay? You know what else is a skill? Graphic design, 2D animation. I just got a beautiful 2D animation for JoJo's podcast. Let me just show you how amazing it is. And I couldn't make it, okay? I couldn't make it because I'm not skilled. But if I took the time to go on Skillshare and learn it, I could. Skillshare is an amazing place. And over the quarantine, I have really upped my abilities. Graphic design, photography, even creative writing. Been some classes that I've taken because I want to be a better overall creative. And if you want to as well, head on over to Skillshare. It's an online community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. You know what I'm saying? They offer creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that comes with it. I've done it. Melissa's done it. You should do it too. Skillshare has classes to fit your schedule and skill level. Members get unlimited access to thousands of inspiring classes with hands-on projects from a community of millions. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Now listen to this. Explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/dear. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/dear. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes at Skillshare.com/dear. Next question. Dear Kev, I've been happily married for 5 years as of this past August. My wife is a beautiful white woman with a big booty, and she's amazing to me and my family. The problem is she won't have the sex. We haven't had the sex since before being married. She tells me that it hurts and she has no interest. I need the sex. I've never stepped outside of our relationship, but there's a gorgeous dark chocolate queen that has been in my ear for months. What do you think I should do here? Stuck between a wife and a hard place. Well, what I think you should do is make sure your wife doesn't have a serious medical condition. There is a condition, I can't think of the name of it. I think it's vaginismus. Let me see. Yes, vaginismus is a condition involving a muscle spasm in the pelvic floor muscles. It can make it painful, difficult, or even impossible to have sexual intercourse and or to undergo a gynecological exam or enter a tampon. So maybe your wife isn't aware of this. I learned about this on the Love Hour. And it might be a medical condition. While she gets that checked out, say, hey, is there a handy available? Can I get me a little bit of handy? Is there other things that are possible? But first, get it checked out medically and care about your wife before you go to cheat on her with a black woman. When we say support black women, we don't mean cheat on white women with them. Or do we? Next question. Dear Cap, I listen to your show all the time and I have a problem. Me and my girlfriend have been together over 3 years and are probably getting married. I love her to death, but for some reason I want to see what her best friend looks like naked. No, I don't want to sleep with her best friend at all. I just like looking at naked women and her body is immaculate. My girl has a really nice body as well, but I see her naked all the time. How should I go about the situation without making my girl upset or my best friend uncomfortable? You should go about the situation in any way you see fit. I don't know how you survive, but give it your best shot. You only have one life to live. You gather them up in a group chat and you say, hey, girl. Hey, homegirl. Nudes. Both send to me now. Who's in? Huh? Huh? People love a good who's in, huh? Huh? You know, like Applebee's. Applebee's isn't anybody's favorite restaurant, right? Nobody's like, oh, love the bees. But if I was like, hey, Applebee's, who's in? Huh? Huh? Now you're like, oh, I could be in for Applebee's. It's all in the presentation. So you go, nudes, who's in? Huh? Huh? And then wait and see what happens. And then I'll read your obituary. And I'll be at your funeral wearing headphones, especially Raycon. Now, as of late, I've been listening to the Gonzi Tapes. The Gonzi Tapes is my favorite playlist curated by my good friend Joshua Gonzalez. It comes out probably releases 2 or 3 a year. My personal favorite is Gonzi Tapes number 2, which introduced me to Ari Lennox and her and Daniel Caesar. I knew about Mac Miller, but some great songs from Mac. Denzel Curry. Teyana Taylor's one song, I didn't really know about her as an artist like that. Ella Mai's Naked, great song. And many, many more. And when I listen to them, I listen to them in pristine quality with my Raycons. I was pleasantly surprised by the level of sound quality and even more happy with the fact that they're not expensive as big box brands like, you know, Apple and Bose, who boast great quality, but Raycon is right there for less of the cost. And the newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, and a noise-isolating fit. Raycons are stylish and discreet, no dangling wires or stems. The company was founded by Ray J and has celebrities like J.R. Smith, Brandy, and Mike Tyson, who also say that they're lit, as the kids say. Right now, for a limited time only, get a 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/deer. That's buyraycon.com/deer for a special 15% discount on the Raycon wireless earbuds. Make sure to check it out now while the deal's running. Buyraycon.com/deer. And now back to the show. Dear Kev, I messed up bad. My girlfriend broke up with me after a year and a half of long distance relationship. She lives in Maryland and I live in Connecticut, finishing my last year of college. COVID really ruined the plans we have this year, and I hate to blame it on the pandemic. There were little things I could have done to make the long distance better, like writing her letters, and I didn't. I'm completely aware of the fact that I didn't do things on my part. I just want to know if blaming it on COVID is a valid reason. I haven't seen her since Valentine's Day as well. She says she would think about giving me another chance. I'm just worried she won't because she already has in the past. Hey, man. COVID has taken a lot from us this year. And it's taking your girl. You're not getting her back. Valentine's Day was 8 months ago. The things that COVID took, like your girlfriend, some of them things are gone, man. Just focus on the fact that you got one more year in Connecticut in college. Don't focus on that girl. She's in Maryland. She might head down to D.C., hear some go-go music when the world opened back up. You just remember the good times. I want you to sing this song. How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us glad had what we've been through. And then we'll take from me the memory. To be my sunshine after the rain. And it's so hard to say goodbye to my girlfriend. And we'll take with me the memory. Be our sunshine after the rain. And it's so hard to say goodbye to my girlfriend. Do you feel better? Probably don't. Sucks to be you. Thank you for watching this show. I've been Kev. You've been the listener. As always, you can submit your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. I hope you're doing well. I hope you've washed underneath your underarms and right here. Bye.